This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hungry?
For a piece of cake?
Well, cake came out of you, so I thought, oh, she must be hungry.
Well, I just didn't want people to put in the wrong kind of piece. I'm not hungry. I actually have a stomach ache now because I ate like 1,000 pieces of candy corn.
Nice. Oh.
Because they were there.
Right. No, I saw you walk by with the handful, and you even tried to tempt me with one or two, which they're not good. I don't know why you like them so much.
I mean, they're awesome. They're the best thing ever. Right up until like 15 minutes later, you're like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Oh, why did I do that? Why did I eat those? They're for kids, Sarah. Don't eat those. Oh.
Let me remind you real quick before I get to some of your texts that the A's play today.
Go away.
It's a big game. It's a winner take
it's
all.
The game.
It's the one team moves on and one team goes home for the season.
Mm.
So go A's in New York City. And it's at 5 o'clock today, our time. Fun. That's what I'll be doing.
I'll be watching Survivor.
Not at 5 o'clock, you won't?
At 5:30 I will. Early feed then. Yep, that's right. It is good for me. I have to go to bed early.
Well, I won't have that opportunity, so I don't know.
Well, you can do both. Yeah, I can't do both. You can do both. You can watch the A's game and then watch Survivor.
Sure.
Lucky.
Oh, I'm so lucky. Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. It's always nice to get comments about different things.
Yeah, feedback.
Sure.
It's great.
925 says, oh, Bryn, gross.
Oh, Bryn, gross.
My sister called and said it was fancy pork. I was thinking
Bomba.
Fancy pork
is the actual ones. I think you guys would eat. It's cooked. I think it's cooked.
Fancy pork.
Well, I would have eaten all blood of that had I not been told that this is a square cube of dried blood. And then, you know, once I knew that, I'd say, I'll take it without the square cube of dried blood, please.
What did you say it was? Bomba mui?
Bomba way?
Bomba way?
Yes.
Bomba way?
Nice, Sarah.
You have
say thank you in Vietnamese.
Come
Wait,
on.
Someone wrote in and said
Come
that you're
on.
Doing a...
Come on.
Oh, I'll get to it when I get to
C-A-M.
It.
C-A-M. Come on.
I'm so glad Come Brian on. Is on the Come show, on. Says 650.
I like Brian, too.
I love Brian.
He's the best.
Give you guys some perspective on the world.
Cool. Thank you, Brian.
We don't know anything. We know.
That is true.
650 says, Bryn, I'm going to barf.
Go right ahead.
510 says, go to Talbot's Toyland in San Mateo, 4th and B Street.
Oh, I've been there.
Family owned.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there too. I've also been, I love the Mexican restaurant right down the street.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called. I can't remember, but I used to
Taqueria,
eat there.
Taqueria, probably.
I used to eat there twice a week, at least. So good.
What was your item of choice? Just a burrito?
Different stuff. Or? Sometimes I would just go, it's myself, and I'd just go get, you know, whatever, like real quick, a burrito, like you say. Other times I'd get a plate, and me and the missus, when we were just starting to date, we'd go get plates. And
Where, Vinny?
In San Mateo, right Which down one? The street from Talbot's.
Oh, are you talking about a Mexican restaurant?
Yeah.
Pancho Villa?
Yeah, probably.
On the right-hand side, if you're
yeah.
going.
Yeah, yep.
I used to work at a place, at a Mexican place called Pancho Villa.
Is that right?
Yeah, I wonder, it can't be a chain, could it?
No.
I mean, people just go Pancho
no,
Villa,
No, but there's
right?
tons no. of Pancho Villa restaurants. Actually, that one, Vinny, is related to the one here in the Mission.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you were just going to say it closed. Like, it seems to be going around. Thank goodness it's still there. Love that place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Vinny describing LOL surprises is a repeat of the Boston Fisherman. No, it's not.
What?
The Boston Fisherman. You saying
Why is that a repeat?
I don't know. I don't understand what they're talking about. I don't sound like Jay.
You got this ball, CJ. And then like you unclick it. And then inside there's some kind of surprise. But the surprise has little like, I don't know, whatnot that it might play with.
Right.
Like if it's a cowboy or something, dude, then you get like a little hat and a lasso. And then you put it all back together, click the top. Looks dead, but it's alive. It's a LOL ball.
All
Surprise.
Right, well, maybe it did sound a little bit like that, but I was just trying to say that I don't really, I got.
Oh my God, dude.
415.
Oh my God, Jay.
415 says, shut your mouth, Vinfro.
Mouth.
It's one of the best ones. The soundtrack was awesome.
Oh,
they're talking
Tangled?
About Tangled. Oh, yes.
It's fine. I don't know.
The reason why it costs so much, according to the people, is Tangled cost a lot because of technology they needed to develop to animate all of her hair.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
And they're saying that was CGI.
Oh, the hair was?
The whole
thing.
Or
the whole thing. It just was more cartoon-like than what we're used to when we think CG.
Her hair was crazy hard and intricate. I think that's why it costs so much.
Oh, well. Oh. Oh, goodness.
510 says, there's a Filipino dish made of pig's blood. It's actually pretty good, and I'm picky. It's called dingguan. Dinuguan. Dinuguan. Dinuguan.
Oh, you're picky, are you?
Mm. Dingwong?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that. It's so good.
Of course you have.
Of course you have.
I'll take a look at that. It's weird. Oh, God. It looks like a pile of... It looks like a dog turd. That's what it looks like. That looks...
What's the green part? Is that just a chili pepper?
It looks like a little...
that's just a chili pepper, okay. But yeah.
Just to make it look...
We'll call it that.
Make it look alive.
What's in your
put
mind,
something
Sarah.
Living on top
you
of there.
You usually eat this with a whole bowl of rice.
Really? Do you?
Mix this together. Yeah.
Just, you know, hold the ding wong.
415 says Tango costs so much because of the software they developed for the natural hair artwork.
The hair was amazing in that movie, so okay, I buy it. $250 million worth of hair.
408 says, Sarah's Vietnamese accent is spot on, laughing so hard as you were talking about Bun Ba Ba Hu?
Bun Ba Wei.
Ba Wei.
Oh, darn it.
Bun Ba Wei.
Bun Ba Wei.
Pretty is good, Sarah.
Wei. Oui.
No, don't do that. Don't do the Goy thing. It's way.
Let him do it. Let
you
him
have
go
girlfriend? It. Do it.
Yeah, girlfriend. Thank you.
Oh, that's why you don't have boyfriend.
You don't have boyfriend? You're so pretty.
You can't even do it.
Where's Angela when we need her?
Empathy.
It's Salt and Straw Creamery in San Francisco. I've tried the pig's blood chocolate ice cream.
Oh,
it makes
wow
it thicker and richer consistency. Yum. You can't even taste the blood.
Yeah. Their that's ice cream, good news.
Their ice cream flavors are so good, and their seasonal flavors are fun. Try it, guys.
Yeah.
Bao hui.
Bao hui.
Bak lak lak.
Bao
luk lak. Bao lak lak. Bao luk lak.
Speaking Vietnamese on the show now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we speak Persian sometimes, too. I know. Edet Mubarak.
310 says, Taylor is not finished touring, you guys. She still has one more month. She's in Texas now and then goes to Australia.
All yeah, right. Guys. Yeah, okay. Well, sorry that we didn't get our update from the Taylor Swift fan site.
Yeah.
415
check it
says,
this morning.
What is your favorite Disney animated movie? Mine is Wreck-It Ralph. I can't wait for the new one coming out.
When you say Disney, are you including Pixar or only Disney?
I hate to say it. My favorite, well, we talk Disney animation. Dumbo, man. Dumbo is a great movie. Racist overtones as you watch it as an adult now. I'm like, oh boy, that's a...
You're
racist
picking Dumbo over all
Dumbo
of
is
the movies.
Absolutely a great movie.
Over Cars.
That was not a Disney movie.
Yeah,
it is
Pixar
in there now, but it's not. If you want me to pick from Pixar movies.
Yes, all those.
No.
Including Pixar?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. They're separate
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, they're separate.
I'm talking classic saying ones. I also
I go
I
Lion
love
King.
Snow White. So great.
Snow White.
Oh my God, so good.
When's the last time you saw that?
Not that long ago.
It's not that great.
No, it is great. It's great because it's old style. Like it's
right
one of the first ones, and it's I love the music from it. It's for the one I love to find me today.
I don't know that song.
It's when she's wishing on the wishing well, you know. Little Snow White.
I haven't seen any of those movies
since you were a little kid.
How about Little Mermaid?
Why would I?
Little Mermaid's great.
How about Aladdin?
Yeah, I like Aladdin.
Sing for me. Sing.
Whoa,
whoa. Sing for me. Keep singing.
Frying on acid is the term used by acid heads.
Oh, frying.
Frying. It's not baked. You fry.
Yeah.
And they're actually talking about your brain, which is really, that is crunchy.
Is your brain on drugs?
You're frying your brain.
Yeah, don't do it, kids.
Do not do it. Yes, frying is an LSD reference. I always think of the Primus record that I used to love to listen to on LSD called Frizzle Fry.
Oh. That's every Primus song.
I just love Primus so much. Please stop. Don't. You guys need to watch the White Bear episode. It's so bleeped up. Also, with Black Mirror, you don't have to watch in chronological order, so please avoid the first one, the pig one.
Oh, no, that's a great one. That sets the tone for all of them. I think that one's great.
Well, it also lets you know who your friends are, doesn't it?
Well, you don't have to ask your friends if they will or not. I mean, never ask a question you don't want to know the answer to. Ben.
Well, I actually did want to know the answer.
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
As
In the end, it would have worked out either way.
As I saw that, I thought, oh, I would save my people. Mm. I'd have to. I'm not going to sit there and let you perish because
secretly,
of my selfish.
Didn't be that bad for you, I, you know. For me,
just because I'm grossed out doesn't mean that I would let you perish.
Mm. I'd try, but I would be like, I'm so sorry, I can't do it. Sorry about it. Sorry about it. I can't do that to the hog.
510 says, Sarah, I'll be your boyfriend.
Oh,
what were we talking about?
It's boyfriend day.
Oh, right, National Boyfriend Day.
I was thinking about getting one of those. All right, send a picture. Just kidding, don't. I actually just realized what picture dudes think girls want to see.
Oh, yeah.
No, thanks. I don't want to see it.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Don't forget, it's also Wednesday, and on Wednesdays, we wear pink. Hashtag Mean Girls Day. I don't know what that means at all.
Oh, that must be something for Mean Girls.
Okay. It was, and Channel 7 News. Were you watching with me when they're all like, we wear pink on Wednesdays? You see that? Yeah.
Or like stick
really
to
weird.
The teleprompter.
Stick to the script.
Yeah. You newscasters.
My mom had to be present when I got a tattoo at 17. This is after I graduated boot camp for the Marine Corps.
Oh.
Says 408.
Wow. Got into the Marine Corps early even.
707 says you can buy a tattoo gun on walmart.com.
Oh. Fantastic. Good to know. Thanks for telling us.
No, it's illegal to get a tattoo under the age of 18, even with a parent's consent, at least in California, I know for sure.
As I was doing my research, just go to Nevada. You can basically get away with everything.
That's what they say here. In California, you can't get a parent, but places like Nevada will allow you to... Nevada. Why did I say Nevada?
Nevada.
That's not the right way. Allows kids under 18 to get tattooed with parent approval. Question for Sarah, says 925. Has Pooh Man ever had to cancel dinner night? How many times and for what reasons? Did you guilt him into bending a knee and begging for forgiveness?
Bend the knee!
He's canceled. We've all canceled. I've canceled on him a million times before. It doesn't happen every week. And it's, you know, I don't understand. I think it's because my brother... I think he's mad because my brother lives here now and has disrupted our our thing.
Right.
I don't know. Is it jealousy? I'm not sure. I don't know why he's having such a terrible reaction to this. I'm horrified by it. And so is my brother, frankly.
The whole Bay Area is.
Yeah.
All of America.
I don't want to talk about it. We shouldn't talk about it anymore. People are
jealousy?
Super sick of it.
Just blame Herman for everything.
Vin, you can get a boyfriend and not have to do all the stuff. Be like Caitlin and Sophia. No, I put out. If I'm going to be your boyfriend, I put out.
And you better put out,
so
too,
I'm not going to...
Mister.
Yeah.
Right. So I can't be your boyfriend because I feel obligated to...
Oh, my boyfriend? I thought you were saying you getting your own boyfriend.
Right.
You're
no,
looking at me, though.
No. Well,
so we're not going to be... Oh, that's too bad.
No, I'm trying to tell you that they're saying, Vin, you can get a boyfriend.
I guess I'll have to go with this other guy. You can have him be my boyfriend. That's going to be a pain in the ass.
510?
Yeah.
Well, 510, send your dong in.
Don't do it.
She wants to see it.
No, I don't.
No, I can't be someone's boyfriend because I would expect...
action.
Of course.
I want action tonight. Satisfaction. That's
Who's
right.
That? Who's that?
Poison? I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't recognize it.
Please don't sing Poison to me.
Dog dirty
poison,
to me.
Sing Every Rose Has a Thorn.
No, what? Why?
Yeah, why that one?
Every rose has...
Woo!
You had to call that song out.
No, you said you wanted action.
Bend the knee.
Bend the knee. For the watch.
Yuzette's Tahoe Blue Vodka ads are awesome.
How does she do it?
How does she do
how
it?
How do you do it?
Just natural, Lynn.
It's a true love, isn't it?
Yes.
Drinks!
Don't worry.
It's my boyfriend.
What, we got two more days till Friday?
Yep.
I'm coming to Hope Loop.
5 minutes from Wildin'.
I love John Mayer as much as the next person, but I wish you played his song more. We could probably do that.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah. No problem. I'll load it up right now. Okay. Let me see when the next time it comes up is. I'll tell you. Right. Hold on. When did we play it? Just last hour?
Oh. I like Paper Doll.
Oh, here it is. It's coming up at 10:30.
Oh, that's way too far away.
Actually, I'm sorry. You're right. It's coming up at 10.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
And the last time we played it was 8:30.
Did it. 707 says, obviously you guys aren't Asian. No shoe in the house, even during parties.
Okay.
Do you let people have shoes on in your house, Brittany?
It depends. I mean,
how clean are their feet?
I don't know.
I mean, if it's raining out, please take off your effing shoes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, you know.
Did you have to bleep shoes me?
Yeah. You know, I feel like that's more effective. People know I'm serious about it.
All right.
Get those disgusting mud encrusted things off of you. Ugh. I usually keep slippers by the door too, so if you want something to slip into, it's no problem. Have those. I've got Crocs by the back door.
Nice, the green ones.
Yeah, those are mine. Everyone wears those ones though, because they're always out, so they just step. I'm like, those are mine. My Crocs.
Oh my God, stop! I'm so allergic to scallops. You're giving me hives through the radio. Says 707.
Oh. My mom was saying that if you order scallops, that a lot of high-end restaurants, they undercook everything. They think you want sushi, like warm, raw stuff. Mm-hmm. She said, just tell them, cook them, just, you know, overdo them. Oh. I want my scallops well done. And that they'll be fully cooked.
What else did she say about the show?
About the what?
About the show today.
Oh, nothing. She, you know, my mom and my dad are going through old people problems right now.
Oh, no.
No, like
medical
horrible
stuff?
Yeah, medical stuff. You know, my mom is so cute, right? Like she's
is this
actually
the liquid bead story?
No.
Oh, come on.
She's beautiful, nice. And she just had a giant thing removed from her upper lip. So it is.
What do you mean, giant thing?
Like some kind of skin cancer of some kind.
No.
So she get the thing cut off, and they stitch her back together. So now her lip was like all pinched to the side. I mean, I know she has to get the stitches out soon. Yeah. So she's got all this, like it looks like just a spider that's landed on her face.
So they have to kiss more softly now. Is that old
I guess
people
so
problems?
And then my dad today had to go under general for
oh my God,
for some tooth thing. Something's going on in his mouth.
Guys, it'll heal. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But it's so funny because my dad's like, I don't take painkillers. Rah, rah, rah. And like 2 hours later, he's like, oh, do we have any of those? Did you get those? I need those. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been getting texts about.
Poor
you know, the
babies.
Health updates. That's what
get
old
better,
people do.
Guys.
I know. Feel better.
I loved hearing about Michael Franti's punk past and love how much you guys talked about Gilman. So on yesterday's podcast, the Secret Show podcast, Michael Franti and his family were on. And one of the things he was talking about is how he didn't just land on Earth happy. He's right. Had, you know, trials and a different situations in his past that he's had to overcome. And when he came to San Francisco, I thought he was from here. I didn't know that he came from Florida, I think. But
did he? I thought they all lived locally and he came into San Francisco for college, but didn't live in the city before that.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either, actually. I just always assumed.
I thought it was another state. But anyway, whatever. So he came into San Francisco for college and started a punk band. And that, weirdly, I remember that Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day was doing some kind of a documentary mm-hmm. on this punk club and the East Bay punk scene. And Michael was part of that. And I remember his sister getting in touch with me and saying, we need Michael for this documentary. He was there. And Michael did it. He mm-hmm. did. He was in that film. And he was there for all that stuff. So that's pretty interesting as he talked about that. Mm. He's coming from a punk rock background. And you wouldn't know it when he sings love songs to his wife.
It's a really
an hour later on the podcast.
Happy songs.
We covered so much ground with him yesterday. And I mean, if you are a Michael Franti fan, you should listen to yesterday's Secret Show. Mm-hmm. He's very relaxed, too. Like, he's a good interview. He's, You know, he knows how to keep it going.
I'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you, dear. It has swears in it, by the way, and the hotline's ringing.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much.
Couple things. Don't let your kids listen to it.
Right. It's unedited, and it's a podcast. It's not for air.
Did we get a winner? $1,000 winner?
All sounds right, like, let's take like a break.
I don't, we're going to break. It's all something right. else.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, you can smell Yuzetta. She wafts by you?
Yeah, I meant to say it earlier, but you smelled delightful when you came in earlier. And now you're here again, and you smell great.
What is
I
that?
Always forget the name of it. There's like three words to it. My girlfriend sold it to me.
Simply nice smelling?
Simply beautiful. Voluptuous.
Oh.
Hotness.
Whoa. Well.
I don't know if I can remember the name.
Okay. Well, it is hump day after all, everyone. Mm-hmm. And Mean Girls Day. And Boyfriend Day. Hooray.
Oh, and?
Survivor Day. And A's Day.
And?
Hump Day.
And Boyfriend Day.
And we got Candy Corn Day.
And? Jane's birthday.
All
Jane,
right.
You're playing a game called.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Yay. Try to get by its real name. Make him believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Happy birthday, Jane. Happy birthday, Jane. Happy birthday,
text
Jane.
Text Jane today. Happy birthday messages when you text. They get texts later in the day, right?
Yeah, all day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. She's like, what, 25 or something?
Yeah, I think she just turned 26.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. You think getting she'll old. Wear a special color today?
I'm going to guess she went black today.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, not sure.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Jane.
Good old
so
Jane.
So stylish.
Like a cat and a mouse. Cat and a mouse. From right. door to door and from house to house. Don't you pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
I believe it's also A's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Watch the A's tonight. Go A's in
and
New York
the Sharks.
City. Oh, the Sharks start this. You know what? Oh. The Shark season is going to go until next, well into next year.
We'll pay attention to them after baseball's
it's
over.
It's going
to
be a while. Yeah, that's going to be okay. After football's over. Right. Are you kidding? Long after that.
They're like, oh, I'm sorry. Is hockey happening?
Yeah.
All right, have a great day. Enjoy Survivor tonight so we can talk about it tomorrow, all of us together.
Yay,
right,
Yuzi? Absolutely. Oh, totally. I'm all over it.
Go A's.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.